Supporters of the bill pointed to dangers from cancer encountered by firefighters, in part because of exposure to more burning chemicals and plastics than in the past.
To our first responders and our firefighters that 24/7, 365 got our backs, this was our opportunity to tell them we've got your backs.
Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas, who doubles as state fire marshal, was a key proponent of CSCS SB 426.
There will be a system in place to allow them to have some benefits and some coverage in addition to their own health insurance. This will move forward. It will help us recruit, but it'll also help those families have as much normalcy as we can as they fight cancer.
Petronas was joined by a number of lawmakers at a news conference on Thursday, including State Senator Ed Hooper, a 28-year veteran firefighter.
To find out that 2 out of 3 firefighters will sometime in their life contract cancer, that scares me. I was proud to make that vote. I said on the Senate floor, this may be the most important vote I make in my career. I stand by that. These men and women deserve our protection, our love, and to cover their back.
The new law takes effect July 1st and sets up a series of benefits to firefighters who are diagnosed with 21 types of cancers. It also would help them pay their bills while undergoing treatment with lump sum payments of $25,000 upon diagnosis.
I was very joyful. I've had a few friends, a few firefighters that have lost their lives. It really has shown the value that the state is placing in our firefighters, making sure that they have benefits with the increased risks.
Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner says currently there are no firefighters in her department who have publicly expressed that they're fighting job-related cancer, but she adds that may change.
This law establishes this as an occupational hazard cancer, and it makes it a job-related injury, essentially. So with that, it is a mandatory reporting type of thing. But right now, any type of medical disability or anything that someone's suffering from, they do not have to tell their employer.
Any way you slice it, says Craner, firefighters, by the very nature of their jobs, are occupational athletes who face the most extreme conditions.
Wearing the gear, wearing a mask, crawling down a hallway in the heat to search for victims. In that heat is this toxic soup of chemicals that firefighters are exposed to, and it absorbs through the skin. You inhale it. It is almost impossible to avoid exposure in some ways.
The Florida League of Cities had opposed the bill, pointing to questions about how local governments would pay for the increased benefits. CFO and Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas concedes that remains to be figured out, but he still blasted the league for its stance.
The League of Cities had the audacity to send a letter urging Governor Ron DeSantis to veto the legislation providing this much-needed benefit. It's not just wrong, it's shameful.
Petronas is calling on every city in Florida not to stand with the League of Cities, but instead stand with the state's firefighters.
Our communities, 24/7, 365, are contained, protected, sustained by these incredible men and women. But if you think about it a second, you can't have good schools, you don't have prosperity, you don't have job growth, unless you have a robust safety net working behind the scenes.
Nationwide, 70% of firefighter line-of-duty deaths in 2016 were cancer-related. With the signing of this legislation, Florida joins 45 other states that provide a cancer benefit to their first responders. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.